It's time once again for Triple OG Stories. Let's get to it. Texas and Mimi has learned a lot about each other. It's been a fun and crazy ride all at the same time. Let's see what happens next in running. Welcome to episode 4.
Throughout the entire 2 days that Texas was in Mimi's home, he never really paid attention to how flawless this lady was. She had the smoothest skin. He saw no dimples, no scars, and very little stretch marks. When she moved, he could see definition in almost every muscle in her body, but not enough to take away from the soft feminine look that she had.
Your body is amazing.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that. You actually noticed.
I did. I do notice.
Mimi continued her bath. Texas had decided he had seen enough and he was going back downstairs. Not only was he turned on by the prettiest woman he had ever seen, he had been sweating and needed a bath himself, but knew that was completely out of the question. He definitely couldn't let his guard down like that. As he stood to leave, she smiled at him again and turned around to face her bedroom and said,
"Since you're getting up, can you wash my back for me, please? Might as well help me since you're in here being a perv."
Nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to violate your space like that.
But I asked nicely, so that means I gave my consent, right?
Shit, I guess so.
Texas had the biggest smile he could ever muster up on his face as he walked up to Mimi. He took the loofah out of her hand and started to softly move his hand up and down the sides of her back and in a circular motion all in the middle of her back. He was doing his best not to hurt her. He stopped moving his hand in the middle of her back when he started to get too close to her butt.
"Man, what is you doing? Stop looking at my booty and scrub my back, please. I want it to be clean. My booty will still be here when it's done."
He just started to laugh, and then he started to clean her back again. As he was laughing, she started squirming around like she was trying to get him to scratch her back as he washed it. He handed her back the loofah, and then he stuck both his hands down in the tub to rinse the soap off. Mimi noticed what he was doing, and as he bent down, she quickly dropped the loofah into the water and bent down herself so she could grab it. Her butt hit him right on the cheek. He jumped up with soap all over the left side of his face.
"Oh, that was real cute."
"Well, it ain't like it's not clean, right? You know, you can take a shower if you want to. There's one right over there."
"I don't have any clothes to put on when I'm done, so I'm guessing I'm gonna have to pass on that one."
"No, sir. You're not getting back on my couch or sleeping on my guest bed, all sweating and funky. Not gonna happen."
"So you about to go get me some clothes to wear then?"
"No, I'm not. But I can order you some stuff and have it here in a few hours. If you don't mind going commando. Besides, that's a glass shower. You see me naked, so now it's my turn."
"How I figured it."
Texas just stood there looking shook. He didn't know what to say or do next. He was just kind of lost for a sec. He couldn't believe what had just happened to him. It was like he was just floating above his body and watching himself, like he was just standing there. As he stood there, though, Mimi got out of the tub and walked over to a small desk. She hit a button, and a bunch of little brown and white airplane liquor bottles came out the opening on the side. She grabbed two glasses from one of the drawers and lifted the top and grabbed a handful of ice with suds all over her hands and threw them right in the glasses. Texas watched her hips and her hair move in the same rhythm as she put together the drinks with ease. She poured some brown liquor into both glasses and walked right back over to him. She set the glasses down on the edge of the tub and started to tug at his hoodie. She lifted his hoodie over his head, held it in her hands, and walked over to a small door. When she slid the door open, there was a washer and a dryer inside. She started the washer and threw his hoodie inside. Texas walked over to the washer and the dryer and he started to undress. Mimi slowly backed away and headed right back to her drink. She slowly slipped back into her tub. She got comfortable and she watched Texas undress. He didn't even notice she was gone. As he finally looked up and turned around, he was completely naked. And he smelled like he hadn't had a bath in a couple of days. Matter of fact, he smelled like he had just finished working out. As he walked by and grabbed his glass, Mimi put her finger up to her nose.
Please go get in the shower, mister.
He just smiled a big freaky smile and started to do a stupid dance as he headed to the shower. Mimi watched as he walked away from her. She still held her finger over her nose, but she actually loved the way he smelled. And she was very turned on, to be honest. She had all kinds of thoughts flying through her head. To be honest, hell, she wanted to get out of that tub and go get in the shower with him, but she fought her hardest not to. Instead, she just laid back and just watched him put soap on his towel and rub the towel against his dark chiseled frame. She could tell he was in shape, but she never knew he had that just got out of jail and started playing NFL football kind of body. As he washed his legs and lower back, she looked at his butt and the muscles that were flexing in his back every time he moved. She slid both her hands down into the water and went to work. It had been roughly 10 months since she had even talked to a man about sex, and she just couldn't hold back anymore. She closed her eyes and let her thoughts wander. Texas was enjoying the shower, but when he turned around and rinsed the soap off his back, he caught a glimpse of Mimi. She had her head leaned back against the bath pillow in the tub, and she was facing the shower, watching him, basically masturbating. This made Texas stop cold. He was surprised that she had just got that comfortable with him. He just stood there looking at her and didn't notice that he was at a full erection pointing directly at her. After she realized what was going on, Mimi was kind of nervous and embarrassed, so she pulled her hands up out of the water quickly and opened her eyes. That's when she noticed Texas at full attention. He turned quickly trying to hide it. She just smiled and got out of the tub and started to dry her body off. Texas waited patiently with his back to her as she put on her robe and walked out of the bathroom. Mimi grabbed all her oils and all of her lotions and everything, and she went into her bedroom and started to lather her body up. She couldn't help but think to herself,
wow, that man is everything I have ever asked for. But why, God? Why send me this man and he got this kind of baggage with him? Am I supposed to save his life and make myself a part of it? Oh my God, I got so many questions.
He walked in as Mimi was putting on her lotion. She was stark ass naked by this time. She didn't even care anymore. They had both seen everything they had to offer each other, so there was no need to be insecure or even to feel threatened anymore.
I'm sorry if I overstepped in there. I really wasn't expecting you to be doing what you was doing.
Well, I told you I don't have a man. And I haven't been close to one in over 10 months. You turned me on. Sorry for being a freak.
Yeah, I'm sorry for being a creep, to be honest. I ain't even know. I mean, I didn't notice.
Mimi put her robe on as he was trying to explain and walked over to him. She put her fingers over his lips.
No need to explain. I take it as a compliment. And besides, you couldn't hide that thing even if you wanted to. So, what made you come up here for real? Because you don't strike me as a rapist.
Texas started to smile and then he said,
nah, just making sure you were okay. I mean, you was gone for a few minutes. I seen when you slipped off when I was finishing up my workout.
Well, awesome. I'm doing great. You saved me from drowning in my oversized tub. There are some extra robes in the side closet over there. Grab you one and you can head on back downstairs while I finish getting dressed. A girl like me needs some kind of privacy, okay?
Texas put on his robe and he headed out of the bathroom. He made his way back to the living room using the stairs on the side of the elevator this time. As he walked towards the couch, the news was showing, and a big picture of the mayor's son was on TV, while the mayor and his wife were on crying, as their oldest daughter rubbed their backs at the same time. He was still too shaken up to speak to the public, so his wife spoke for their family.
This is a very tragic and unforgiving time for my family. We are in great pain as we mourn our only son. Our hearts are very heavy at this time. Please continue to help us. Help us numb this pain by finding that man that did this to my family. Help us bring this murdering thug to justice.
Texas hit the power button on the remote as Mimi walked up behind him. He turned around and looked at her from head to toe.
Girl, you are absolutely beautiful.
Why, thank you.
You don't hear that all the time?
Nope. Most of the time, like I said before, it's all about my money.
So tell me this. You never had a man just pamper you for a day or a weekend just to show you some love? You know, tell you how sexy you are? I mean, like, make you actually feel like a woman?
Well, honestly, no. I'm definitely not that lucky. I normally just pay for all that kind of stuff at the local spa 2 times a month.
Damn, man, that's crazy.
She just stared at Texas for a few seconds, just taking him in. He was clean and naked under that robe. She could see his manhood moving around every single time he took a step or moved or did anything for that matter. In her mind, he was her new everything. He just didn't know it yet. They always say a man can only get as far as a woman let him, and she wanted him to be hers. She wanted to get married, get pregnant, and be together forever. But she would never let him know that. Well, at least not right now.
So what's next, Texas? How are you going to handle your situation? It's about to be day 3 here in my home, and you said you would be gone 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know, Mimi. And I'm a man of my word. So I would just get my stuff and I'll leave, you know, after my clothes and stuff are finished in the dryer. I mean, is that cool?
Yes, but I'm not going to let them dry completely. You're going to have to leave in damp clothes. It's time for you to move on, man. This might be going a little too far.
About 6 hours had passed, and Texas had fell asleep on the couch. Mimi watched him later in his robe that didn't fit him at all, and she just smiled at him. She was still at odds with herself about this guy.
Do I make him leave or do I let him stay? He's been a gentleman this whole entire time he's been here. And to think he was in my bathroom while I was there and he didn't try nothing. Do I really want to be here in this big ass house all alone again? It's only been 3 days, but I swear it feels good just to even smell a man in my home. I do feel much safer here.
As Mimi sat there thinking to herself, she decided to walk back into her bathroom and pull all of his items out of the dryer. She put them all back in the washing machine and started it all over again. She looked at herself in the mirror and just started to smile.
Might as well enjoy him while he's here. And I know I could call my uncle and he can get him off with less than nothing on that charge. Well, I found my new man. I think, thank you, God.
After Mimi sat back and confirmed with herself that she was ready to make all the right moves to bring Texas into her life permanently, she snuck back downstairs where she left her shoes and a sleeping Texas. She lay back on the couch and kind of placed herself on his back slightly. She was laying between his legs with her head in the middle of his back. He started to move around a bit when he felt her weight on him.
Oh, shit. What time is it? Man, I was supposed to be gone a long time ago.
He started to push up from the couch as Mimi pressed her weight back down on him even more. This made his hand slip off the edge of the couch and he collapsed back down to his stomach. She started to laugh as she told him his clothes were still not dry yet. He laid there trying to figure out what kind of game was she playing, because he was the one that put the clothes in the dryer about 6 or 7 hours ago, so he knew they had to be dry.
Mimi, get up. Man, what are you doing? And what do you mean my clothes aren't dry? You made me put them in the dryer, remember?
Okay, I lied. They were dry, but I put them back in the washer again.
Come on, girl. I ain't smell that damn bad, man. What is you on?
Okay. I decided I don't want you to go. Truth is, I'm starting to like you being here with me. Oh, wow. I got this big old house, and all I really need is a man to, a good man to share it with. My only issue is that...
He completely cut her off.
Look, I don't want or need your money. I've been selling my little weed and my little crack long enough to know how to survive. You hear me? The last thing I want from you is your money. I'm not like that. I don't even want no ass. I just want to stay alive right now. And to be honest, if that's how you thinking, then I really need to go.
He just stood there looking at Mimi with pure disappointment in his eyes. He was about to walk up the stairs and get his wet clothes so that he could leave when Mimi sprung up from the couch and jumped in front of him. She hugged him tightly for some reason. She could feel his heart beating very fast against her face. She was falling in love with Texas, and I don't think either of them knew why. He was 6'2" and she was 5'6", but she felt like they were the perfect match. Texas looked down at Mimi as she stared up into his eyes. She started to smile as he just let her hug him for as long as she needed to.
I'm gonna crash here with you one more night, and then I'm gone in the morning.
Okay, I understand.
As Texas sat down on the couch, he fought with that robe again, trying to keep himself covered up. She watched him as he moved around the couch in discomfort and got up and headed into a small room off the living room. He never seen that room, like he never even noticed it when he got up and was moving around. She went into the room and she came back out with a pair of black sweats. They were his size, but they were just kind of short for his height. She walked up to the couch and dropped down to her knees in front of him. She moved his legs out in front of him and started to move the sweats around his feet. She got both his feet and ankles inside of the sweats and then stood up. She grabbed his hands and she pulled him up off the couch. He stood there with the sweats around his ankles and his robe half tied around his waist. She untied the robe and slid it off his shoulders, then reached down and pulled the sweats up to his waist. After she fixed his sweats, she just stood there smiling. Her cheeks were like a rosy red. She must have been embarrassed or happy or something.
You okay?
Yep, I really am.
As he sat back down, Mimi sat down right next to him and laid her head on his lap.
So what's next?
I really don't know. I think I need to find me some kind of lawyer in the morning. I mean, it will be day 4 tomorrow, and I just can't stay running forever.
Well, you know that picture isn't the clearest, so people might not even know it's you.
Yeah, let's just hope so.
Mimi lifted herself up and headed into the kitchen. He turned his head and he watched her walk away. He was actually falling in love with her personality and all she could offer him as a woman. She was almost perfect in his mind, but he still had to get to know who she truly was before he could give her the title of his woman.
Oh man, it looked like it's starting to get interesting around Mimi's place. It's kind of obvious, but who knew she'd be falling in love the way she is so fast? Well, Texas seems like a genuine dude, and she seems like a genuine girl, so hey, stay tuned for episode 5 to see what happens next. I want to thank y'all for checking out episode 4 of Running. Hey, have a good day. It's been the Bobby Dollars Show, Triple OG Stories. It's the big homie, Bobby Dollars.